Good afternoon.
I'm excited to be here with you today and share my experience as an elder's wife. Here's 60 seconds on who I am. My name is Jen Bourne. I'm 39 years old. My husband Dan and I have been married for 15 years, which is crazy to me. We have five beautiful daughters. The oldest is nearly 12, and the youngest has her fourth birthday on Wednesday. I'm also a web developer and an entrepreneur. We moved to Hannibal in 2010 for my husband to pastor. This was really strange for us because he was going to teach Greek and Hebrew at a seminary. Pastoring was never on our radar, and yet here we are 10 years later. Our church body is demographically very young. At 39, I am one of the 10 oldest members. So our church body is mostly young married couples and young families. Another thing that's different for us is that we don't have a building, so we meet at the local YMCA for our Sunday morning gatherings. And most of the biweekly elder meetings are held at our home in Dan's office. Today I'm going to talk with you first about some of the hard things that I've experienced as an elder's wife before moving on to the great things. Here are some of the hard things. Getting good family time. We struggle with both having the time to spend together and grow our relationships and have bonding experiences and also use that time well with our family to accomplish those goals. Part of those struggles is just us being sinful or distracted or lazy. But part of that is him being a pastor isn't just a job, it's a calling, and it can be so consuming of his brain and emotions and time and energy. And things across the board are always being added to our calendar, so that can be tough. Finding the balance. Our local friends almost all go to our church, so sometimes it's hard because with one conversation, fun time with friends can turn into work time for him. Whether it's a theological issue or a family struggle or a conflict with someone, that conversation can make it just work time for him instead of fun time. Dealing with five kids while enabling my husband to do his job. Weddings are especially hard, and so are a lot of events. Modern technology is wonderful, but it can make pastors feel like they have to respond to every message immediately. And that's a problem during time off or family time. Sometimes I feel pressured to be more spiritual than I am. Whether in an in-person conversation or on social media, I can feel like my responses aren't spiritual enough since I'm an elder's wife. To a certain extent, if I'm not talking about Jesus enough, that's definitely something I should prayerfully consider. But I also need to guard against letting the enemy use that to fill my heart with self-doubt or to lead me down that dangerous path of comparing myself to others. We never have Dan on Sunday mornings. I fully expect that he will not be there or helpful in any way, and I am fine with that. Because it's expected and planned for, because I'm used to it and I have routines and systems in place that work really well for us. What's hard and what I struggle with are the unexpected things. Impromptu meetings, especially if they have to be at our home. Urgent phone calls during family time. Or a church member hijacking him in a conversation when I need his help with the kids while we're out in public. Whew. The spiritual warfare is real. Too many of our rest days have been spent fighting, and we're obviously more effective in ministry when we're united and keeping our marriage strong and loving. Other pastors' wives I know have experienced church members using their house as a supply closet for things like potholders or salt. Or hand towels. Our church members don't do that. We store some of our things in our basement, but it's not a big deal because our basement is trashed anyways. Or church members expecting pastors' wives to plan all of the events, to be in childcare constantly, or to play piano. They certainly want me to be engaged and involved, and they invite me to do all sorts of things, but I'm not required or even expected to do it just because he's the pastor. As many people have talked about, my husband is the only paid elder at our church. I know it's really hard sometimes for the other elder families to juggle the demands of a family, a full-time job or two, and the responsibilities of being an elder. Okay, it's time for the good stuff. Here are some of the great things I've experienced as an elder's wife. I'm so grateful that Dan has made it clear to both me and the church members that my most important role in the church is to enable him to do his job. He's not trying to limit me. He's trying to protect me and the church members from unrealistic expectations. I'm so, so blessed that there is a sisterhood among the elders' wives. The elder team and wives have worked tirelessly to cultivate a culture of unity and family. In our church body, especially among the elder families, anytime there's a need, whether with the loss of a parent or someone in quarantine, or even just a sick family, our people rally around that family to meet needs, lift up in prayer, and show love and support. Our elder team is comprised of humble men, fiercely devoted to Jesus, and having unity with one another. They are certainly not perfect, but there's never divisiveness, backstabbing, or power plays. And it makes all the difference in the world for the elders, their wives, and the whole church body. This is really important to me that I share. In the past 10 years, there have been multiple times where my husband or our whole family was just taken completely out of commission. When my mother-in-law died in 2016 unexpectedly, when our entire family suddenly gets a terrible stomach virus, or when my husband experiences health issues, with a series of text messages, services handled, and we're turning down offers for meals and help. They are shepherding my husband and our whole family because they are also shepherds and we are also members of the flock. A church having an elder team cultivates a culture of delegation and burden sharing for the needs of the body. And there are many, as you know. If you have elders, you're more likely to have biblical deacons, people given an official role of service within the body because they're already serving. When not 20%, but rather 75 or 85% of the church is managing the tasks and needs of the church, you have greater involvement, investment, and cohesion. Too many pastors experience burnout, which is both unnecessary and preventable. Now I want to shift gears quickly and share with you some of the successes we personally have found that could be helpful to you. It's really just two things. The first thing is discussing elder matters with your wife. It's pretty much a given that you're going to discuss some of it. It's just realistic to have conversations about some of the things that you're thinking through and dealing with. There's nothing wrong with it, provided your wife is wise with her words and discreet, and that you're not sharing things with her that you shouldn't. Keep things anonymous if possible. Make sure that you're not burdening her with things that shouldn't be on her plate. Make sure you're not causing your wife strife with another elder or church member. Be gently direct about reminding her not to discuss the elder matters with others. If your wife struggles with gossiping or is overburdened by this information, don't share it with her. That is the most loving thing you can do in that situation. And second, if doing ministry takes the place of knowing, loving, and growing in Jesus for either you or your wife, you're doomed. My husband knows when I try to get in the Word each day. Sometimes he sees me doing that and a child is needing something. He'll step in to handle that need, to give me that space to meet with God. That is such a beautiful picture of him, exemplifying servant leadership. I'll leave you with a final thought. Tell your wife that you love her, that she's beautiful, and that you're so glad you get to do life with her every single day. You don't stop being a husband or a father just because you're an elder. We still need you all the time. We need you to check homework and help clean up dishes and to pray with kids up in the middle of the night with nightmares. If you can't do both, we need you as a husband and a father, what you and only you can do. Someone else can be an elder.